Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Let Me Interrupt. This week, we have a really exciting guest, and we're going to talk about a topic that you might not traditionally put women in, and that's part of why we're having this discussion. So we are welcoming our very special guest. I'll let Melissa give us the introduction, but really just hold on tight because this is going to be an awesome episode.
Yeah, thanks, Cindy. I am equally really excited to welcome a first of our kind guest to the podcast. I don't know how we keep getting so lucky to have such talent, but this literally takes the expression of setting your sights of like, you know, and igniting your passion. We're going to say that we are setting our sights to the sky. So we are welcoming Leah Bile. She is joining us actually from Paris. And Leah is the general treasurer of the French Women's Pilot Organization, the Association of the French Female Pilots. She recently joined the 99's International Organization of Women Pilots. Along with this wonderful accolade, Leah in 2019, along with her husband, made her first US flying trip from San Diego to Page within her Cessna Skyhawk. Also, to note, Leah in 2020 and 2021 made two flying France tours. During all of these flying trips, she has encouraged incredible women pilots to pursue their passion, put their seatbelt on, and head to the lovely skies above. So we'd like to welcome Leah Bile to the podcast. Leah, thank you for joining us from all the way over in Paris.
Thank you so much, Cindy and Melissa. Thank you so much for welcoming to your podcast. It was an honor for me to be with you tonight in Paris. So as you say, you made a good introduction of my, let's say, my quick life. So yes, I'm a French private pilot, and I'm also, during my career, I'm a math teacher.
Wonderful. What a, you know, teaching math by day and then, you know, finding time to head up to the skies. So Leah, I'm curious, what kind of ignited this passion for flying?
Well, basically, I was always passionate about flying, about airplanes, and it was like a child dream. And when I was a little, you know, little kid, I was looking the sky and I saw all those planes and I was, oh my God, maybe one day I can fly. But, you know, you never know what's going on in your life. And I was good at math when I was a student. So I decided to go there on a math university, and I got a degree on statistics. And well, I start my professional life doing statistics in big French company. And one day at 30 years old, I was not very happy with my job at that time. And so I decided to switch and change completely my professional life. And I decided to move from a statistician job to a teacher in math. And at that moments, I said, oh my God, Leah, you had a dream when you were a little girl. Let's do it. And at that time, I decided, so it was at 30 years old, I decided to start my flying school, and I decided to pass my private pilot license. So yes, after that, I was a new math teacher and I was a new private pilot. So it was a completely new life.
That's amazing. I have to ask, you know, how do your students feel when you tell, do you tell your students that you're a pilot?
Well, it was 2 years ago I started to tell them because, you know, with the social network, with Instagram and YouTube, you can't hide such a passion. So it's not possible anymore. So yes, I decided if they're asking, I can talk about it. And I was really, really surprised because they are very, very curious about flying. And I think they start to say, okay, this is my teacher. This is my math teacher. And she is also a pilot. So, I mean, it's inspiring for them, and especially for the women students, because we're not a lot of women flying planes. Basically, in France and in the entire world.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point, Leah. I'm kind of curious. You're absolutely right. You know, we don't see a ton of, you know, I guess aviation is primarily male dominated industry, but how did you feel going from the teacher to the student, like throughout your training to become a pilot?
Well, I mean, if I get your question, it was how I feel in this kind of area where there's a lot of men and not a lot of women. That's right.
Yes, sure.
Okay. So basically, well, I'm not afraid about being in a men's area. I mean, well, math, you know, when you're a scientist, there's not a lot of women in this area too. But I mean, we are not a lot of women in the aviation industry. We're not a lot of women flying planes, but we have to stop hiding ourselves, because mainly it's not because we're not capable to do that. It's not because we can't do that. It's not physical. It's not, you don't have a specific skill to do that. You just need to be passionate and you need to learn very seriously. And I mean, being a woman in this industry, being a woman in the aviation makes me proud, of myself, gives me confidence. And I think this is very interesting for the young lady to see a model. We can be a woman and we can be also pilot. We can be a woman and we can be a mom and we can be a pilot too. We can have family life and be a pilot. You know what I mean? So no, I'm very proud. And well, I saw men just looking at me like, oh, is she a pilot or is she a flight attendant? I don't have a problem with flight attendant, really. But it's just, yes, I am a pilot and I'm a woman and it's okay. Trust me.
Yeah. We were looking at a couple reports, you know, just getting prepared for this interview. And I was really surprised. We had a little bit of a discussion before today for our listeners. And in this report, they talked about 20% of the aviation workforce is made up of women. But you pointed out that actually that's not just pilots. That is taking into account all services that are part of aviation, like the flight attendants, like the people helping in the command centers and so on and so forth. Can you tell us a little bit about what the actual, you know, female pilot industry looks like, and maybe even in France, and then some of your work that you've done with either the 99s organization or separately to kind of help foster a place where women can feel like I belong here.
Exactly. And just to let you know, the numbers, it's from 8% to 10% of women flying with a pilot. So it's really, really small. It's not 50-50 in the US and in France and in Europe too. So, I mean, it's getting better. It's getting better with the women organization, with such a podcast like you do tonight. And we have to keep talking about women in aviation industry, because this is really important that everyone, and especially the young ladies, know that we can do this. We can do it. And it's not because you're a woman that you cannot do that, you know? And yes, 10% is not very, very a big figure. So we have to continue spread the message, continue to do this, to increase this number.
Thanks for that information, Leah. What can you share with our listeners as far as the standards or the training that you had to go through in France to get your pilot license? And then I was wondering if you could elaborate your thoughts and feelings about your 2019 trip with your husband here in the US.
Well, basically, it was in France. It was sometimes it's really annoying, because when I'm flying with my husband, they always, oh, mister, your landing was so good. And it's to say, no, I am the one was doing the flight today, you know? So sometimes it's still very complicated to be like a captain. like, yes, this is me, is just taking picture today. So yes, and especially during my cross-country flight. So when you do a private pilot license, you have a theoretical exams, and you got your practical exam to do. And during the practical exam, you have to perform a cross-country flight a solo without instructor on board. And you have to have a proof of your landing in this airfield and this airfield. And I remember during my cross country flight, so I was a little bit nervous because it was the big solo flight. You're just solo. You're without instructor, with just you and your plane. And when I come to see the manager of the airfield and say, "Where is the captain?" I say, "No, I am the captain." And you wouldn't believe me that I was the captain of the plane. So yeah, and it was back in 2015, so it's not very long time ago. So many, many times I had this feeling that they're not very comfortable with a woman in a flight, in a plane. But it started to change with, the social network, with everything. We started to have a new, fresh, and young people seeing ladies and as a captain. So it changed a lot. And especially during, so in 2019, we decided to go with my husband in the U.S., flying in the U.S. So we have our private pilot license, both of us. And so we took this airplane just over there and we went to San Diego with a commercial flight. And we had a 1 week training with an instructor. It was intense. Every morning we had theoretical lessons just to see the difference between France and the US, because it's not exactly the same. And every afternoon we had practical flights. And then after 1 week, all the instruments were on the green. So we were okay to have our solo flight. So we decided to make a tour during 2 weeks from San Diego to Page in Arizona. And it was just awesome because we saw Grand Canyon from the sky. Monument Valley, and it was really, really, really great. In the U.S., it's the mentality is really different from France. France is a little bit old, and when they just saw women in the U.S., it's okay. So it's a little bit different. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that it wasn't worse, It's so interesting because, kind of going off script, just hearing you, it's so funny how our mindsets work and they're wired and we may not be attuned to it. Like, never in my life have I been like, that could be me on a plane, right? Like flying for whatever reason. And the moment I met you and you started telling us, I was like, why can't I learn? Like, I live, right? I live 5 minutes away from an air park, and it's right there, but it just never, that light never went off. And I think that's what people are going to walk away, at least today. It's like, why can't it be you?
Exactly. And that's the reason why I'm doing all of this social media and all of this, because I think we need to spread the message. Yes, if you want to be a pilot, you can do it, because it's not very, very complicated. And especially for young ladies, I saw young ladies in, like, let's say 5-6 years old. So very, 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 very small. And they were, "Oh, do you think I can be a pilot?" "Yes, you can. Yes, of course you can. And why not? Why not? And why not start today?" You can just start to get this idea when you're very, very young. But also, look, I was starting my flying lesson at 30 years old. And That was funny because last week I had this woman, she was something like 68, and she was coming to see me. Do you think I can do that? Yes, you got a good health. So yes, do it. And so that is very important. And we have to stop to do like a censorship. You know, when you're a girl, you imagine something like, no, I can't. It's too physical. It's too hard. It's too, you have to be a strong muscle. Well, no, I'm thin. So it's okay. I don't do sport every day and I can fly a plane, you know? So, I mean, yes, you can. And so do it.
Yeah. Cindy, I don't know if you would agree. I think you would agree, but the award for the most passionate, expressive discussion definitely goes to you, Leah. I can just hear the passion in your voice. I would be curious on a lighter note. I know you mentioned earlier that you were flying with your husband and someone congratulated your husband for a smooth landing. Who's got the better skills in the family, you or your hubby?
Oh, good question. Good question. I mean, we are equality. This is a 50-50 person. I am more comfortable with, I love the landing part. My husband is more comfortable with the radio communication. And well, I mean, it's equality in our family, so we're good.
Yeah, it's a good teamwork. I mean, you know, I think that almost speaks to how we need to shift the narrative, in that it's just because, like you talked about physical strength, right? Like, let's say you're not physically strong at doing X. Well, you have a mind, you have skill, you have, like, you know, all of these other things that just because you don't have a strength in it doesn't mean that you can't do it. So I love that you guys work together in a partnership, in that, you know what, she's great at landing, let her land.
Exactly. And one more thing I didn't talk, but I think this is really important, because most of the time, because my family, my dad, my mom, my family is not in aviation industry. And what is really important is, it's not because you're not in it that you can go in this world. And this is really, really important. And sometimes you have a lake of information. For example, I was 200% sure that I would not be never a pilot because I wear contact lenses. And this is not true. I mean, you can wear glasses and contact lenses and be a private pilot. I mean, I'm very short and it's okay. I can fly this kind of plane. You know, so sometimes there's a problem of information, and we have to give the information to the audience to say, hey, I'm wearing contact lenses and I'm also a pilot, you know?
Yeah. So talking about the plane that we're seeing there behind you, does the plane have a name?
It's a Cessna Skyhawk. This is the exact plane we took for our U.S. flying tour. So yes.
So in backing up just a little bit, if someone's listening and what they've heard really resonates with them, or they've maybe possibly pursue aviation or they want to look into it, what would be their first step?
I mean, the first step is just to get information to the closest airfields or airports where you live. This is the first thing. Then if you're like a woman, you can join for sure the 99th International Women Pilots Organization, which is a really, really huge international organization everywhere in the world. And they can give you tips to go to this airfield or this flying school or this specific school, depending on your state. It's really important to get that it's really different from the U.S. types of flying than in France. In France, we got more like Flying Club, which is a nonprofit organization. It's not like a school. In the U.S., it's more like a school, like a flying school with paid instructor. And whereas in France, all the instructors are volunteers. So it's really the two different mindset is really different from France to the US. But for the US, first, go to see on Google Maps the closest airfield, closest airport. Then you go to a flying school and you just look at it. If you're a female, go to see the 99th organization that will help you to provide a good information about the best flying school in your state.
Do you, I think in this situation too, mentorship is probably really important. Can people find mentorship through the 99th Club, or how can people find partner
up? Of course. I mean, you tell me at the beginning, I'm the general treasurer of the French Women Pilots Organization. I'm also a member, active member of the 99th organization. And those two kinds of female pilots organization, we provide first scholarships. This is really, really important to tell that, because I know that this kind of license, especially if you go for professional life, if you go for the commercial pilot license, it is expensive. So we have to be honest, it is expensive. So they provide a very, very beautiful scholarship. This is the first point. Second point, I would say that it's like a big network in the entire world. You can help each other when you got problem in a company, or it's a big network. And yes, we have mentorship. And this is really important because we have to help each other. And if we talk about the French Women Pilots Organization, I will add a third mission, which is like a kind of historical education of people, because everyone in the world, in the planet, knows the big man aviator, everyone. And we are talking about big movies like Top Gun. It's good. It's a good movie, but it's a guy again. So this is why this is so important, that we have to have like exhibition talking about the women pilots in the world. I take the example of Bessie Coleman. Bessie Coleman was the first women pilots, black pilots in the US, coming in France to have her private pilot license, because in 1920 in the US it was not possible for her. So she went in France and she had a private pilot license in France. And I mean, like pilots, women pilots in the story, like Bessie Coleman, like Amelia Earhart, all those big, I mean, famous female pilots. No one knows them, just the experts or just the people who are in the aviation industry. And we have to talk about those wonderful stories.
Yeah, you brought up, that is exactly where I was going next, is the trailblazers who help to blaze the trail for women like you and the women who will come behind you that will either pursue this professionally or as a hobby. I know personally when I fly, so I've never been in a little plane like you have. So I'm a very nervous flyer. And so you couldn't pay me enough money to do that. I will not do that. However, I admire you so much for having the passion and the drive to do that. I think that's just great. But when I personally fly like commercial airlines, I have been on planes where we've had at least one pilot as a female. And it's so proud to get on the plane and see a woman at the helm of a huge plane. Like it's just really like I'm in awe of that ability to have that as a profession. So I salute you, and I tip my hat to your passion, and I just hope that you know that there'll be, I know this episode is going to reach people and they're really going to look up to you for what you're doing. I wanted to ask you, before I hand it over to Cindy, if the Leah today could tell the Leah of 15, 20 years ago, what do you think that message would be?
That's an interesting question. I would say to her, young lady, go. Don't look back. Go, because what's coming next is just amazing. That's it. I think that's pretty much it.
I love that. I love that. And I mean, what's next, do you think? Do you think you want to pursue? I mean, you know, what's next for you as far as flying and your life?
For me, what's next is to spread the message to everyone. I go to see many different high school class, middle school, elementary school. I just want to say that to everyone, don't, if you want to do it, you can do it, because, it's worth it. You know what I mean? Yes, it will be sometimes very complicated. Sometimes I remember when I was, a student pilot, I came back home and I say, oh my God, it was too hard. The weather was hard. The wind was too much. It was a very difficult lesson. And sometimes, yeah, I thought of giving up. But one little voice say, don't give up. No, don't do that. Because at the end of the path, it will be just amazing. And you know, that little voice helped me a lot during my my training, because it was sometimes very complicated. And sometimes when you just see some people next to you flying like very, very easily, and you struggle with some kind of theoretical or practical lesson, yes, that I am a human. So in sometimes I can do very, very good, and sometimes I can be not very good, but it's okay. It's okay not to be at 100% sometimes. And to let you think about this, it's okay. Everything will be good. And what's coming next? So I really want to say to everyone, follow your dreams, whatever dreams it is. Follow your dreams. If you want to become a pilot, you can do it. Really, you can do it. And I just want to quote your president, former president. It's, we don't do that not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And this is very, very important for me. And so what's coming next for me is new flying adventures. Maybe in Europe, maybe in the East Coast of US. I don't know yet, because it depends on a lot of factors. But yeah, next flying adventure, meeting women pilots, and continue to spread this wonderful message to be whatever you want, you can do it.
Well, I am telling you, this episode, Leah, just really made my weekend. And to all of our listeners, both new and old, whether you're listening for the first time or whether you're a returning listener, Leah, I have to tell you, like, I continue to just be amazed at the people who we have onto our podcast. We've had physicians, we've had yoga instructors, we've had counselors, now we have a friendly pilot who's flying the friendly skies of France. And I'm just really blown away and just so appreciative of your time and the message that you've shared. And I will say first, if you ever do, come back and travel throughout the US, Cindy lives on the East Coast, so I'm sure she'll fly with you. And I will fly in on a commercial airline and meet you both.
That's great for me. And if you want to come to visit France, I mean, we can do France from the sky or France on the ground.
I love that. Okay, I do have a question out of curiosity. What's the airspace around the Eiffel Tower? Do they let you get around that or not really?
No, you can't. Okay. You can't. You can't. But what is really, really interesting about flying in France and flying in the US is that flying in the US, you can do amazing thing, like you can go just next to downtown Los Angeles, for example. I was just very close to the building, very, very close to the building. And I've made a 360 degrees around the Hollywood sign. And it was just amazing. In France, you can't do that. Never. This is not possible. So it's very, very interesting to see the difference between the rules in France and the rules in the US. So yes, I was very lucky to do this tour in 2019. And at that time, we decided to do a second US tour, and it was planned for 2020. Unfortunately, I'm not going to do again the historical things about the pandemic situation, but in 2020, it was canceled to go in the US. So at that time, we decided with my husband to do a French tour, because basically we are French and we've never done a French tour. So we discovered our country from the sky, and it was amazing. It was really amazing. We met a lot of people, and that's why we've done this again in 2021. But because I'm a little bit adventurous, in 2021, I decided to add a new thing on my flying tour. I decided to put historical events. And I've done the history of France with monuments, with castles during my flying tour. So from middle age to, yes, pretty much 2020 with new bridge, I decided to take the picture of all the big monuments in France.
Lovely. All right. Well, last two questions for me. So when's the next time you're going up in the air?
Next time up in maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. So finger crossed, because the weather is not very good in Paris at that moment. But yeah, pretty much tomorrow.
All right. That sounds great. Well, we hope you have a great flight. And then my last question for you is, how do people, if they've listened and something's resonated and they want to perhaps connect with you or follow your journey, you know, do you share any of your flying videos on YouTube or any social media outlets? Like, how would someone get in touch with you?
You can join me on Instagram. I have a professional account on Instagram talking about aviation, and especially aviation, female aviation. So, and all my photos and is both in French and in English. So if you want to learn French, you can use these kind of things to learn French. And I tried also to post some videos in English. So yeah, basically you can join me on Instagram.
Yeah, I think we hit on almost, you know, everything that we wanted to touch on today. It was a pleasure to talk with you. And I'm trying to remember here, like, how to say that. I took 4 years of French. I'm not fluent in any way, so I should be embarrassed to even say that I took that. But, you know, I think maybe we just sign off with do you have a cool story that you've had in the air or anything that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, I can share with you a story of my first flight with my dad, because my first flight with my dad, well, I was a little nervous because this was his first time. And I think he was a little bit nervous too, because it's his little daughter who became a pilot. So yeah, it was a little bit strange. And you're not going to believe me, but I got an engine failure. The first flight with my dad, I got an engine failure. So it was a little bit stressed. But, you know, we are prepared to do that. I mean, we didn't talk about this, but I think this is really important to get this idea that you can learn to fly a little plane in 10, 15 hours. But you have to learn during 40 hours to land it or to do every instrument failure and deal with it. So this is really, really important because, yeah, learning how to fly, pretty much everyone can do that because it's not very technical. You don't need a math skill. It's not very complicated. You just need to be very, very concentrated. But you have to, 40 hours of your education, of your training, it's how to deal with a problem. And so you have to learn the checklist by heart. You have to learn all those checklists by heart. And so I remember from my the first flight with my dad. So I was really a little bit nervous, but it was okay. And when I started to do my takeoff, immediately I saw on the instruments that I got a problem. I got a big problem. So I decided with a calm voice to say, hey, daddy, you know, I'm just going to land it and just to see the technical problem with the mechanic guy. I just want to be sure that our flight will be okay. And he said, yeah, okay, good. And you can see him on just the GoPro camera. He went, okay, daughter, you're dealing very with a calm voice. And so I landed. And after that, I was, oh my God, that was my first, my first flight with my dad and my first engine failure. And I would say, wow, that was a flight. And yes, and after that, when we had a second flight, it told me everything is on the green. Everything is okay. Yes, daddy, everything is okay. And that was, the first flight with my dad. And during the first France tour, he went with my husband and I. So we went this France tour all together. It was really, really good family moment.
I love that story. Listening to that makes me kind of think of a role reversal. You know, we as children spend all, you know, our whole upbringing with parents who are always there reassuring us that things are all right and they're there to immediately fix things. And it sounds like your first opportunity with your dad in the sky is a little bit of a role reversal where you had to be the calm one and not let on that, you know, you were worried. So
exactly. And what was really, really interesting about that moment is at that moment, you say, oh my God, you are really a good pilot. I am so proud of you. And so, you know, because at the beginning of my training, I was worried to talk about this to my family because you never know if they will be okay with that, even if I was 30 years old, you know, because they had this impression, this feeling that it is dangerous. It is not because you have a very good training. So it is not dangerous. What is dangerous is if you are not aware of the problem. But if you very concentrate and if you are very, if you know everything about the weather, it is not dangerous. And so at that moment, you say, oh, okay, so you deal that problem very well. So you can fly it everywhere. Thank you, Dad. Yes, I will. And that was the beginning.
I love it. Well, thank you so much again. And this is just one of those like turning points, I think, for our podcast too, where it's like, what, like Melissa said, you know, this is a cool moment to meet you. And I'm glad that we could stretch your voice to our listeners here and hopefully spark some new passions. And I'll put all of your social media on the notes below. So if you're looking to learn more from Leah, you can go ahead and click on her links, and we will you know, sign off with another thank you. And we look forward to maybe talking to you in the future in your next adventure. Who knows? Talk to us from the air.
Exactly. And thank you so much for the invitation of this moment. And I just want to say to everyone who's listening today, whatever your age, if you want to be a politics, if you want to work in politics, let's go. If you want to be an engineer, let's go. If you want to be a pilot, let's go, especially if you're a woman, because being in the sky is the best.
Awesome. Well, to everyone listening, thank you for joining us today on another episode of Let Me Interrupt. And as always, just keep interrupting.